In four for all, we've been doing the story of the Exodus. And Mark very kindly gave me three chapters to preach on this morning. Exodus 7 through 10, which is all the plagues. But we're not going to do all the plagues. You'll be glad to hear. But I'm going to ask some of our people down here who remember the whole story, I'm sure. Do you remember what job it was that God gave Moses to do when he was 80 years old? Yes, 80. What was the job Moses was given to do? We're back to very primitive methods today because I was afraid my PowerPoint and computer wouldn't fit up with the overhead projector. So we're back to primitive ways, and you'll see just how primitive as we get to the last one of these. Because the paint's still wet. But there we go. Right, there's a hint. What was the job that Moses was given to do? Yes!
Let people go.
He had to go and tell someone. Who did he have to go and tell to let his people go? Right, excellent. You remember, God told Moses, go to Pharaoh, where all the Israelites are in slavery, and say to Pharaoh, let my people go, because they were slaves down there and having a really tough time. But what did God say would happen? Do you remember? You're getting a bit of help there. Do you remember? He said, Pharaoh won't listen. And so what's he going to say?
No,
I don't want to. God said he would only let them go when he was compelled to by the Lord, when he was forced to. So we're going to get these words coming up just once or twice. And when I say these words, let my people go, I shall then invite you to all join in, please, everybody in the congregation. No, I don't want to. Look, we can do it better together, right? Let my people go. No, I don't want to. Thank you very much. Right, you've got the hang of this. It's not too difficult, is it? So, what happened when Moses actually did go to see Pharaoh? And he said to Pharaoh, let this group of people go out in the desert to worship me for 3 days. So Moses said to him, God says, let my people go. And Pharaoh said, no, I don't want to. He would not listen to the Lord. Now, here's a question for the others. What's the most important geographical feature of Egypt? Oh, yes, everybody's got it right. It's the Nile, the river. The river that runs all the way down through Egypt and goes way up. Way down into Africa, a long, long way, back down to Sudan and so on. The reason it was so important was that that was the geographical feature upon which the wealth of the country was based. Because they used it to irrigate all the land. And they grew huge amounts of corn in Egypt, which was exported to all the countries of the Mediterranean and in the Middle East. And so it was very important. And they dug irrigation channels, and they had, you know, the Archimedes screw. You remember the Archimedes screw? That's how they got the water up out of the Nile into the irrigation channels. And so they had ditches and canals all the way across and could grow lots and lots of corn. That is so important to the Egyptians. And anything that the Egyptians thought was really important and that they couldn't control, they called gods. So the cow, which was very important, was one god, and the river, the Nile, was a god. Hepi, they called the Nile, one of their gods, very important. And the pharaoh probably used to go down to the river every morning in order to pay his homage to the river and conduct what to adults would know as a libation ceremony. And so, God said to Moses, go and see Pharaoh one morning as he's on his way down to the Nile. and tell him to let my people go. But he will say, no, I don't want to. And that's what happened. Moses goes off with Aaron. That's it. You've got it, Sam. You've got it. It comes naturally, doesn't it? Absolutely. And Moses went to see Pharaoh, and that's exactly what happened. And Pharaoh said, I'm sorry, Moses said, I'm going to stretch out my staff over the River Nile, and it will turn into blood. And all the fish will die, and the place will stink of smelly fish. Now, experiments always go wrong, don't they? But I thought we were bound to give this a quick go. So let's see what happens, shall we? Ordinary glass of drinking water. Okay. I'm going to need a bit of hand help here. Can you come up? Yeah, will you come up? Oh, no, Monica will come up. Would you like to hold this? Is this going to turn out with blood, do you think?
No.
You don't think so? Well, let's have a look and see what happens. Well, it's bloody, isn't it? It's quite bloody. Would you like to drink that? You wouldn't? Oh, all right, go and sit down again. Thank you very much. It's quite a good colour. Quite a good colour. Yeah, absolutely. And that's what happened. And then Aaron, his brother, took his staff and he held out his staff over all the canals and irrigation channels. And everywhere, spreading out from the Nile, all the water turned into that red colour. And the fish did die. And the whole place really did stink. And do you think that made a difference to Pharaoh? When Moses said, let my people go, Pharaoh still said, oh, I don't want to. He wouldn't listen to the Lord. But what he had to learn, quite right, Sam, but what he had to learn, Sam, was this. He had to learn that the Lord was in charge of everything. Now this one looks as though the next plague of gnats has got involved because the paint has run, because I managed to get one of the slips tied up with the one before. But never mind, there it is. And the question I want to ask you is this. Are you a little bit like Pharaoh? So that when your mum asks you to do something, to help perhaps in the house, and you're in the middle of playing a game, it might be a computer game, it might be your dolls, you might be on the trampoline, whatever it may be, what's the thought that goes through your mind? I wonder, is it anything like that? I wonder. No, I don't want to. And you know, when God tells us what to do, very often we all start thinking like this. No, I don't want to. Because naturally we want to do what we want to do. It's a terrible thing, isn't it? When God tells us to love other people, to love those who don't like us, to be kind, to be patient, to be obedient, to be honest and truthful, to be kind, we don't naturally do it. Immediately we start thinking, no, I don't want to. So it's time for another little experiment. Bit of dirty earth in here, right? You going to come and help me again? Do you want to pour the water in this time? Shall I hold this? Which way are we going to do it? Pour it in there. We're going to get lots of dirty water, do you think? Keep pouring, keep pouring. That looks good, isn't it? But our lives are a bit like that, you know? Because every time we say, no, I don't want to God, our lives look a little bit dirtier. But they're dirty right from the start, because the way we're built is to say, no, I don't want to. I'm going to drink this. Would you like some? You wouldn't. Oh, well, there we are. So our lives are all messed up and dirty. and they need to be made clean. How do you make things clean? With what? Bloody water? Dirty water? Clean water. You're absolutely right. Clean water. Well, we're going to leave it there just for the moment.